you say, yes, I.
I heard.
And, say if
I know I didn't hear either one. It's either one is saying that.
Okay. Say if you were going to take a child to the doctor and he was scared, the doctor might tell him, don't be scared, I.
I won't hurt you.
Okay. And, say if I ask you, did you just slam that door? You say, no, it...
Slammed itself.
Or say if I say, was that you I saw yesterday in town? You'd say, no, it...
Wasn't.
Okay. No, it what?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay. And say if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, say she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Copy. Copy.
Okay. Or say if you go into a store and maybe there's a new food they have, maybe a new kind of cheese or something, they want you to taste it, they'd offer you a free...
bit. Bite.
Okay.
Or, they'd just give you a free... what?
Sample.
Okay. And what might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
pen.
And to hold the baby's...
A pen or a pen or a pencil would hold ink, either one.
And to hold the baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
safe pen.
And a dime is worth...
what dime?
A dime is worth...
10 cents.
And... what does a man wear to church on Sunday?
Dress clothes, isn't it?
What would that be?
Pants and shirt.
Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
Okay. And if it was real cold before you went out, you'd put on your...
coat.
And you know, sometimes I'm used to men, when they dress up, you know, a whole lot, they'd put on their shirt, but then before they'd put on their coat, they'd put on the sleeveless...
on the shirt.
No, over their shirt.
Oh, a sleeveless sweater.
Or, you know, parts of the... well, say they'd dress up to go to church, they'd put on this...
vest.
Okay. The vest is different from the sweater?
Well, it's either one.
Uh-huh.
A vest has holes in it, you know, it has a... it's a button chin front, and it's tapered down, so like that, and then it's got armholes in it, sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of having sleeves, it just has big armholes.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a vest.
Okay. And say if you went outside without your coat, you might say to someone, would you go inside and... what, me my coat?
Hand me my coat.
Or run inside the house and what, me my coat?
Throw me my coat.
Say if a man came home from work and has noticed a package lying on the table, you might ask about it and his wife might say, well, the delivery boy from the store what it here.
Mm-hmm. Brought it.
Okay. And say, you'd say, he has what, this package here? He has...
fetched.
Or he has... talking about bringing it, you'd say he has...
brought the package.
And if it was the wrong package, you might say, please...
what, return it.
Okay. And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
would have.
Or last year it what, perfectly?
Fit perfect.
And say if a man had an important interview and his clothes weren't in very good shape, he might go out and buy brand...
new.
What?
Brand new clothes.
Or the coat and pants.
Uh-huh. Suit.
Okay, he'd go out and buy a brand...
new suit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
budge. Budge.
And you say, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it.
Sure. Oh.